Here's your Teeth Talk hosts, Dr. Lowell and Dr. Marani.
Hi, Marjan. How are you tonight?
Good evening.
We're going to talk about a politically fireball in dentistry, which is the amalgam filling, the silver mercury filling that's been used for 125 years that may have some relationship to the increase in disease that we see all over our country. Increased weight, increased Alzheimer's, increased autism. These could all be an effect of silver mercury poisoning.
That's true. Dentists have been using these silver fillings or amalgam fillings for a long time. And this silver filling or amalgam is actually half mercury, and the rest of it is other metals that's combined with the mercury.
That's the whole point of this show.
Mm-hmm.
That when you put two dissimilar metals together, you get a battery, especially when you dump it into a acid medium like the mouth, 4.5 pH. And I would like to make light of it, but I don't think we can. So I'm a bit concerned.
Well, a lot of people are concerned. FDA has announced that there is no reason to be concerned about the mercury vapor that gets released from these mercury fillings. But a lot of patients are concerned, and there are a lot of websites and information out there that keeps publishing and releasing information regarding the diseases that possibly are related to these mercury vapors that are released. You have to excuse my voice tonight. I have a little cold, by the way.
Oh, I'm sorry. I won't kiss you
tonight. Sounds good to me. It really does.
Yeah. You can keep your cold.
Yeah.
Well,
but I made it here tonight. That's the most important thing.
The more of these black silver fillings that you have, the more mercury you will have in your system. And just as an example, we all heard about mercury in fish, and many people have decreased their fish intake. If fish give off of 2.3 some kind of units per day of methyl mercury. Well, silver fillings beat that because they give off 3.0 to 17 of these units per day. And the more fillings that are exposed to the acid medium in the mouth, the more mercury. The problem has been we haven't had instruments to be able to measure the amount of mercury that's coming from the mouth. And that's changing. And one of the most exciting things, I was at my Chinese herb doctor, Dr. Steve Jaworski, who practices in Santa Monica, California with the Herb King. He's an amazing guy. But we were talking about this problem of mercury, and he told me that about 30% of his practice has to do with treating people who have these silver fillings in their mouths and the health problems that he's able to control using Chinese herbs. And one of the most exciting things that we talked about was a lady that came in and said she thinks that her computer, her laptop computer, is causing these problems. So he did the tests.
What kind of tests does he do?
Well, it's a little bizarre the way he tests,
well.
But it's like the Mayans who set up their cities in vortexes, mm-hmm. from the electromagnetic waves of the Earth, and that's basically how they test. But the long and the short of this story is, when the computer's on her lap, she's getting a lot of electromagnetic forces.
Right.
And when the computer's sitting on the other side of the room, she isn't.
Right.
Well, I know that my belief is that these silver fillings, because they're dissimilar metals, and they're in an acid medium, and they're a battery, they create an electromotive force, a galvanic force.
Yeah.
Right. And I gave you an acupuncture chart that a very dear friend of ours from Hawaii, John Char from Pearl City, is a dentist and developed this chart. And the chart was really illuminated, and we're offering our listeners a copy of this acupuncture chart and how the teeth fit into the acupuncture meridians, so that if you have, let's say, a first molar, you know that that tooth is going to be a stimulant for the large intestine, or an upper first molar is going to be a stimulant for the stomach.
So and what happens if you have problem in one of these teeth? That means that particular organ is going to be affected?
Oh, yes. Or if you lose the tooth, you're going to lose the stimulation to that organ. So you're going to develop health problems because you don't get the proper stimulation. And what surprised me is that the mercury poisoning causes either a decrease or an inhibition of enzymes that feed cells. And in Alzheimer's, there's several enzymes that are they become inhibited. They can't work with the brain cells. And that's what causes the Alzheimer's condition. Of course, some of this goes along with the glyconutrients that I've mentioned occasionally that tell cells what to do. They're the communication system of cells. But the mercury is a really serious problem. And I invited the insurance companies, a couple of them, Delta Dental I invited, and Aetna I invited, and I don't know if they're going to call us. I hope they do. We have one of the doctors that I'm so happy to see, Dr. Harold Ravens. Hello?
Dr. Rhoda here.
Oh, it's Dr. Rhoda.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hello, Dr. Rhoda. How are you?
Yes, my eyesight is not so good here.
Does that have to do anything with the silver fillings you have in your mouth, Dr. Love?
It could have something to do with it. I'm going to get them changed.
Yeah, we call it brain fog.
Right.
Brain fog.
Oh,
that's what we want to learn about. Well, Dr. Rhoda, James Rhoda, is an expert in the non-use or amalgam-free dentistry. And one of the things I really wanted to find out from you is how patients can protect themselves, let's say, during the process of taking one of these silver mercury fillings out of their mouth.
Well, I think over the years we've found out that it's important to make a determination of how toxic the person is prior to the mercury removal. And fortunately, we now have, physicians now have a test that's capable of determining the amount of mercury that's in the body. In the past, conventional blood tests and urine tests administered by the physicians would not reveal mercury. But now, since they have the chelating agents, dipropylmethine sulfonamide salts, DMPS they call it, that is the agent now that is capable of discharging or freeing up the amount of mercury in the body. So we found out over the years of working with this that it's not a good idea to take out mercury in a person who has a lot of toxicity issues. So we usually make a determination as to how toxic that person is.
Don't you think during
that period of time, recommending a lot of the natural detoxifying agents, chlorella, spirulina, green algae, cilantro, those chlorophyll substances have a natural chelating ability. Vitamin C has also been used as a cleanser. It's not a chelating agent, but it does help clear the body, as well as garlic, some of the natural ways of preparing the body prior to the removal of the mercury. So some of the mercury that may get discharged during the process can be dealt with by the use of this chlorella, spirulina, things of that nature.
We're going to take a break right now.
You're listening to Teeth Talk with Dr. Arnold Lowell and Dr. Marani. We're going to have a few messages, and we'll return after this.
Dr. Rhoda, I have a question for you. Are you implying that people respond differently, their immune system respond differently to these toxins? So some person might have these silver fillings and not have that much toxin in their body versus somebody else?
Yeah, one of the issues...
I think so, too.
Yeah, one of the issues is that there's a synergistic effect that occurs. As an example, if you have, let's say, cadmium in your body or aluminum in your body, they now know that, like, Schroeder's work and other individuals have found out that one molecule of cadmium and a molecule of mercury could be 100 times more lethal than if it's by itself.
Well, that's a great point.
So individuals that have different toxicities in their bodies or who are susceptible genetically, environmentally, will have a greater symptomatic. Like myself, I wasn't symptomatically toxic for mercury until I went through a relationship transition. And then there's a certain amount of mental depression that goes along with it, and that would accelerate your mercury toxicity. And this is what we've seen in a lot of the patients.
Well, we're very complex organisms.
We are very complex organisms.
And so what might affect one person in a certain situation may not affect another person in the same situation.
Precisely, because of all the different important factors. It's, you know, it's a body, mind, spirit situation. It's very, very valid to look at it from the physiological, the psychological, and the attitude that one has. And you know, that the laughing attitude, just by smiling, turns on the thymus gland. So literally a positive attitude person has a better chance of having that immune system deal with that irritant, being a bacteria or a toxin or a mercury molecule.
Well, we've talked a lot about smiles on our show.
Yeah.
That's one of our expertise is smiling.
On your way to hell.
When we come back, what I want you to talk about is what dentists can do to protect their patients and during this silver mercury filling removal.
Absolutely.
We're going to take a short break, but I'll remind you that our phone lines are now open at 866-687-8338. 866-687-8338. We'll be back in a few minutes. And now back to Dr. Lowell and Dr. Marani.
What do you think, Marjan?
Let's go ahead with the question. I think he can answer a lot of questions for us.
Great. Let's go ahead. How do you protect a patient when you take out a silver mercury filling?
Well, there's a number of things that one wants to do. And by the way, the protocol has been posted on a website, talkinternational.com, that goes through the various steps that you want to go ahead and ask your dentist if they're taking steps that are acknowledging the protocol.
Yeah, do you mind if we post that on our website?
Absolutely. It's
talkinternational.com.
Now, one of the things, of course, is that the dangers in the removal of the mercury or the amalgam silver filling, which again contains 50% mercury, is the heated burr that the drill creates.
Yeah, because it vaporizes the mercury.
Yes.
I can remember, because I am a gold miner, and the way you extract gold from the slurry is you put a few drops of mercury that jump onto the gold and makes a...
Exactly.
And I can remember hearing stories about miners who died because of mercury poisoning, smelling the vapors.
Or the Mad Hatter's disease in Alice.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it goes on and on. But again, mercury is a vicious material. And again, that the vapor that the drill is created is the first thing, the first line of defense that the dentist wants to protect the patient with, not only from the patient, but the staff itself. So that vapor does go into the air. We know that now. We've got the Jerome vapor analyzer that has disclosed that there's a lot of vapor coming out of the mouth. So therefore, what the dentist is doing now is making sure that adequate amounts of vacuum is accompanied the drilling procedure, and also that the
lots of water.
Water, yeah.
Yeah, a lot of water, because you want to cool that burr down. And obviously a lot of aspiration to take away the fumes.
Uh-huh.
The next thing you want to do is you want to go ahead and control the patient's air. And that's usually done either by the administration of oxygen or air from the outside that has been filtered. The next thing you want to do is you want to isolate the area so that you can avoid some of the particles from being swallowed or being digested. So you want to get rid of the growth. Even
rubber
though
dam.
The dangerous is the vapor, but the particles themselves are also dangerous too. So we want to control that. And then, of course, because there's a change in what they call osmosis, the concentration of the mercury in the tooth and the concentration of the mercury that has been leaching out over the years in the tissues, that's going to start to move. So usually we recommend that patients during and after the procedure increase their vitamin C. And again, the old chlorella, spirulina, green algae is always recommended.
Vitamin C is a chelating agent.
Yeah, so it just chelates the mercury.
Yeah, picks it up.
It causes a binding. It doesn't, you know, chemically really chelate it as in claw, but it does help clean the body out, like in garlic does the same thing. It does have a nice cleansing agent. So usually we recommend patients start out on...
Does that mean that Italians really have less problem than the rest of us?
That's a good question. Being an Italian myself, it didn't help me for my mercury toxin. But those are some of the things that we recommend. Those are the major things. And, of course, the dentist who's experienced with this is aware of sequential removal. You know, like you mentioned about the galvanic reaction, which I think is a very important factor.
I do too. I have a cell phone. How about you?
Exactly, because you know we know that I think it was Lucille Ball, maybe it was got some kind of press because she used to hear a radio station. She was picking up radio signals because she had a had a stainless steel band on a molder that had a gold, and she created that beautiful not only galvanic reaction but the piezoelectric effect, so we'd be able to pull in stations. So as you pointed out earlier, we've accepted the meridian theory, that is, we're connected and the teeth are intimately connected to the body. So as you said, if you put dissimilar metals in the presence of an electrolyte, which is your saliva, a sour stomach or a lot of juices with a lot of acid, you're going to create a battery sufficient enough to irritate or overstimulate 24 hours a day that meridian, depending upon, you know, what tooth that is on. So you see, you have that's a real concern. So the dentist who's aware of this will really acknowledge those fillings first. They'll take out the high galvanic generating areas first.
Yeah, let us take a break.
And now back to Dr. Lowell and Dr. Marani.
So we're going to keep Dr. Rhoda here for just a minute.
Sure.
But Marjan, how come you think that the insurance companies don't get away from having us put in these silver fillings? I know it's the least expensive filling that can be delivered, and the insurance companies seem to promote us trying to do that. They take advantage of us by not compensating us enough for putting in a different type of filling, say a composite or a gold crown or...
Well, you know that American Dental Association does not agree with the fact that amalgams are totally harmful for your body. So there's a controversy right there. So since the American Dental Association does not promote removing of silver amalgams because they're hazardous, so insurance companies follow those footsteps. So there's a correlation going on in that area.
Have you ever seen a silver filling that you liked when once you take it out? I always see junk under them.
Sure. There's chance of leakage underneath because there's contraction going on. So you get leakage and bacteria underneath the filling, and you get decay.
What do you see, Dr. Rhoda?
Well, again, that being true, I've heard it often said that once you take out these fillings, very rarely do you not see some kind of underlying decay or leaking margin. And ironically, in the old days when I used to pride myself in dentistry, when I used to polish those mercury fillings so they would get nice and glossy with mercury, had no idea the damage I was doing, because that black oxide, these black fillings are the result of the oxides of tin and zinc and things of that nature rusting. So they do protect. That's why when we see a person after they're eating, there's more vapor coming out of the mouth after they've been eating because those black oxides have been temporarily removed. So cleaning those teeth or these electric toothbrushes that clean those oxides off, you end up getting more vapors coming out.
Oh, boy, that's terrible. We have a caller on the line. Yvonne, are you there?
Yes. Dr. Rhoda?
Yes.
I have just had all my amalgams removed, but I... found out I have heavy metals in the combination of mercury and lead, which I understand is more dangerous than having just one of them, having them in combination. So what do you recommend for, is it chelation, the EDTA chelation for the lead, and what's the best thing for mercury removal?
Well, basically, that's always been a controversy, is the sequence in which you remove the heavy metals. And you're right, there is going to be more of a synergistic effect with the two metals present, symptomatically speaking.
Right.
What I've also personally experienced when I started my chelating process with DMPS, dipropylmethane sulfonamide salts, which is the oldest chelating agent and also is responsible for really diagnosing mercury toxicity, because this is the first time we've been able to prove that mercury is coming out of the teeth and that are lodging into the skulls other than doing a biopsy on a cadaver. So we know that mercury is coming out and does bind, and DMPS does have the ability to push it out.
I hate to interrupt, Dr. Rhoda. We really appreciate the time we've been able to spend with you, and we're going to have several more shows on these black fillings and silver mercury problems. We'd like to invite you back. And
more than happy.
Yeah, we appreciate you being here. We have many more questions, and we would hope that we could have you on air next time as well.
Absolutely.
Thank you.